Robert Bondurant is going into business, along with his brother Joe and their daddy Bobby. They're going to make moonshine the same way the Bondurant brothers of Franklin County made it during Prohibition, except now it's legit.
It's an original Bondurant recipe. Hopefully everything will be okay once we get things going. Probably going to be a 200-gallon pot. Pretty good size. Not too small, not too big.
Every step of production will be done the old-fashioned way, right there on site. It'll be almost like stepping back in time.
It's going to be kind of like a living history type thing. It's going to be done like it was done back when my grandfather did it. My grandfather, my great-uncles did it. And everything's going to be done right there.
The Bondurant Brothers Distillery is now under construction in Mecklenburg County, in the early industrial part of Chase City, near the railroad, across the street from a fully intact roller mill.
I had always told my father that I wanted to try to get something that was, you know, you want to have a building that's got character. You know, anybody can go build a new building. I found the building, of course, first, and then I found out about the water.
Bondurant discovered Chase City also has a 19th century reputation, not for good whiskey, but for its artesian well water.
We have one well in our current industrial park. It's literally an artesian well. It flows 350 gallons a minute right out of the ground. We don't have to pump it out.
Eddie Bratton is the mayor of Chase City.
So we're going to use one of our wells to supply this water to them. And the thinking is that it might come closer to spring water that was used in the original formula. I've never tasted moonshine in my life. I have no idea whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. People who have tried his product said it is exceptional. Not like the old hard moonshine taste. Is very good quality drink.
It's hoped the Bondurant Brothers Distillery will turn out to be not only a successful business, but something of an attraction for Chase City.
He has the family recipe. He believes he can make the product very much like his grandfather did, and he's going to take a flyer and see if he can.
John Ogle, WCVE News.